of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be love.
Hello and welcome to Rewire Your Attachment Style podcast. This is Maya Diamond. And I'm so excited to speak with a Rewire for Love program graduate today, Emily, 35, who's based in California and graduated from the program in spring of 2023. Emily, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be chatting with you.
Yay.
And to see you again.
Yes. So good to see you and so happy that you're here. I would love to start out with asking, when you started the program, where were you in your love and relationship life and how you were feeling? What was going on?
Yeah. So I started the program after a breakup, which I think sometimes that heartbreak, that catalyst really pushes you into being like, you know, what the heck? I have to do something. So it was after a breakup, early January of 2023. And the breakup hurt. It was definitely a heartbreak. And it also, like, I really felt like it reopened wounds that I was like, I don't even know what these are. Why can't I fix them? What can I do? Like, I feel like all these same feelings of not good enough. And I was in a relationship with someone who wasn't available again. And I felt that the whole relationship. And so then when it broke up, it really hurt. And it was always that, like, almost but not quite type of relationship that I kept finding myself into.
Yeah.
And so that I think my first, you know, I remember my first session, I'm like in tears, heartbroken, and just was really at the point of like, I will do anything because I'm seeing this pattern repeat and repeat and repeat, and I can't stop it. And I'm trying really hard to, you know. Kind of where I was.
That makes so much sense. And so I'm wondering, like, what were, if you kind of look back, what were the areas that you felt you really needed help in? Like, if you could say what your challenges were, kind of listing them, what were they?
So I think it was really of getting attached and really starting that kind of anxiety cycle with someone who wasn't available to me for one reason or another. And I can talk about a little bit of the cycle I saw with a few different people. There is really hard for me to be open and vulnerable with people. That was a huge, huge thing of feeling that like comfort, that vulnerability, that communication. So that really held me back because then if I wasn't open and vulnerable and having that communication, I tended to date guys that were attracted to that or at least not pushing the ones away that were attracted to that because I was asking for more. So I wouldn't always like step into my power and be like, this is what I need. This is, you know, I want someone that can be committed. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to lose, you know, to lose you. I'd always be like kind of a little hushed with that and wanting to play kind of this cool girl. And then that got me into this rut of not having the relationship I needed, which caused the anxiety. And it would just, so that really was what I wanted to work on. And I had done some, I'd read the book Attached, you know, I've been in therapy for a few years, trying to few different therapists. And I just like, it was like, I could see it, but I didn't know what to do about it. And that's where I was really drawn to your program. Cause I was, you know, I was like, I need to just change these habits and what I'm doing and to feel more confident in myself, which was interesting because on the outside, I could look so confident, you know, I'm accomplished and, you know, have all these great things going for me. But then when it came to certain relationships, I really felt that low self-worth. And then that was almost self-fulfilling by dating people who couldn't fully commit. And then it made me feel not worthy again. So
exactly. That makes so much sense. And it sounds like exactly there was a lot of anxiety happening in your relationships, fear of abandonment, fear of speaking your truth because you're afraid they were going to leave, fear of having those healthy boundaries around what you really needed And then exactly all of that fear making it so hard to communicate, which is just so common in women and the women that we work with. And so it makes so much sense that this was such a great fit for you and that you really have grown so much through the work. So I'm curious, like, in terms of those things, how do you feel like the program helped you with exactly becoming more secure and also choosing someone who's available?
Yeah, I think the program really helped with, it's interesting because I know a lot of times we can see these archetypes of, oh, this happened in your past, that's why you have this attachment style or why you're repeating these behaviors. I didn't have that specific thing. So doing some of that deep work to just, you know, deal with things of, you know, maybe it was, you know, in high school I was teased, or then I had this experience. So they repeat those programs. So being able to sit with that without having to be like, this is why, and then really nurturing that self.
Yeah.
That inner, you know, that inner child, that inner self of me helped me realize where it was coming from without having to be specific, but then also practicing, really, you know, practicing with setting boundaries, talking about in, you know, as I was going through the program and when I did start dating and meeting people, practicing that communication and then seeing the result of that really reinforced what I wanted, which was a healthy, happy, secure, loving relationship, which I'm happy to say I'm in right now. But it was setting up those boundaries and being really clear and being kind of this, you know, leave it or take it, but this is what I need. And I know if I don't set up those boundaries and if I'm not vulnerable, I'm not going to get what I want.
Yeah.
And what I need, I wouldn't, you know, it's like what makes me feel happy and calm and secure is like a healthy, good relationship. So what everyone deserves, you know?
Exactly. And so, and just to say, just so people are listening know, you know, because this is such a common thing, like I said, to have this hard time communicating in relationships. And for so long, I had this. And the thing that is important for people to know is that we're actually doing the nervous system work for you to be able to do those communications, right? Because there's the actual verbal ability to like say the things and know what to say. But then there's the nervous system piece of feeling strong enough, comfortable enough, empowered enough, grounded enough, secure enough to do it. And so exactly, so much of the work that we did with you in the coaching, the live coaching, which is hard to explain, but I just want people to know, is that nervous system level work so that you can feel more comfortable. Of course, it's never 100% easy, but a lot more comfortable doing that. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, just to really talk about the nervous system work, I would feel like I couldn't say the words. And it was so hard to even get there, but to work with that nervous system and feel empowered of like, no, I can do this. I deserve this. I'm, you know, capable. This is who I am as a woman. That's the work that I can't, you know, I can't express enough how much it has helped me, you know, made me such a happier, more confident person.
Well, yeah, that's so, so huge. It's like brings chills and like tears to my eyes, just like hearing you say that. So, so powerful. Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm curious, what was one of your favorite parts of the program that you just really loved? Was it the live coaching? Was it the modules? Was it the Facebook group? Was that the buddy system? What was really like that you really enjoyed?
The live coaching, I have to say, is for me, that's what I really needed. And I really liked the group coaching to see other women. And I did connect with, you know, several of the other women closely, and just to connect with them, talk to them, the, you know, coaches, Jamie, you, just to really like have that support.
Yeah.
And, you know, the modules are great as well, but to have, for me, I need that like live support too, where I could go through the modules and they help, but I really need that like talking through it, that accountability, that twice a week, you know, this is what's happening right now. And that deep work, I think is, you don't get that anywhere else, but in the live coaching calls. So
yeah, that makes so much sense. And I'm curious, what were the three biggest shifts you had from being in the program? Like, looking back, like, what do you feel like were your three biggest shifts?
Again, the communication and really practicing that. It's not perfect. It's a life, you know, it'll be a lifelong for everyone of that good communication, but in that vulnerable area. And to just be like, okay, I have to do this and it's going to be okay. That was probably my biggest shift. And for all different things, but especially in romantic relationships, that was really, really difficult for me. And seeing the outcome of that, of being able to communicate those boundaries and now, you know, being healthier with where I'm at is one of the biggest shifts. The self-worth, and that's a hard one to exactly like pinpoint, but it's the self-worth of feeling like, just, I always felt like what something's wrong with me previous to the program. And that was the biggest shift. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And going through the program and just literally rewiring that, where I don't think something's wrong with me and I have more grace with myself and I can understand when these emotions come up, how to sit with them, how to deal with them. That was second biggest shift. Like, that is day and night. And I think I even said this to you at the end of my program, when I looked at photos of myself from like a year before to now, like I like could cry with knowing that I felt that sadness, that's what's wrong with me feeling. That was a huge shift. And I'd say just, yeah, my overall like value, communication, and happiness really is like, I'm in such a better place now than I was prior to the program. So,
so huge. Yeah. And are you open to sharing who you're with now and a little bit about that journey and how the program maybe helped you with that journey?
Yeah. And I want to share this with the caveat that I don't think anyone should do this program to get back with someone, because that's not why I did this.
Don't come in with that intention.
But
that can happen as a result.
As a result of being in a healthier place, if they're in a healthier place. So when I came to the program, I'd just broken up with the man I'm with now. And he wasn't emotionally available. When we started dating, he had been blindsided by a really big breakup.
Yeah.
He didn't communicate that with me right away. He did a little bit after, and then he just wasn't able to emotionally show up for me. So it wasn't like he wanted to date other people, but he couldn't say, I love you. He couldn't say, you're my girlfriend. He couldn't show up in that loving, open-hearted way. And that caused me a lot of anxiety. But instead of, you know, I hadn't done this self-work. And so I kept going, knowing that I was unhappy, knowing that this was causing me anxiety and not figuring out what. And I didn't have the like courage, the words, the self-worth to say, no, I need more. And you can show up for me this way, or we need to separate. So it came to a head in early January of 2023. And it just, you know, it really hurt, because it's like, again, it was the almost but not quite, where I'm like, he wasn't doing anything bad and wrong. He just wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
So that's when I just knew I needed to change, because I'm like, that's not giving myself, that's not loving myself in the way that needs to be loved, and letting someone, allowing someone to come into my life and not show up in the way. So, you know, I kind of think, not like everything happens for a reason, but I'm glad that I used this catalyst to make this change.
Yeah.
So, you know, we broke up, and I sent one more text message, because when we broke up, I was like, I think we should stop seeing each other for a while. And it wasn't a true, like, it was a true, but it wasn't a true, like, end. So I sent one text message with your guidance. Of, you know, kind of setting up my boundaries of, I'm going to close this door and move on.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. If and when you're ready for a relationship, I invite you to reach out to me. Otherwise, like, I'm moving on. And I really took that to heart. Though, of course, there's always going to be that little bit in your head, like, what if? But I was not trying to hold on to what if, because I wanted to heal and move on. And I knew, like, I'm going to be open to love in a relationship. And I remember at one point in the program, I was like, okay, I've gone through it. I'm going to practice everything. And now I'm just going to open and allow the universe to come in.
Aww.
So about, so about 6 months later, and I did, you know, date a few other people in there. You know, I was going on some other dates and just, I was opening myself to other relationships.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
He did reach out again. We saw each other at a race. Like, I knew that we'd see each other. He did reach out kind of the like wrong way the first time. I knew he was going to, we saw each other and then he texted me. So great to see me, blah, blah, blah. He came over and wanted to talk and then left abruptly due to a family emergency kind of. And it was really shocking to me. And I was really upset about that. And I didn't quite know how to react. Reached out to the alumni Facebook group. And I think you gave me some guidance on how to respond again. And I set up clear boundaries again with him. Listen, like, you know, don't hate you, but I can't just be your friend. So I'm going to ask you to only reach out to me if and when you're ready for a relationship. Otherwise, you know, if I see you, it'll be fine, whatever, blah, blah. I live in a small town. So,
right.
So then 2 weeks later, he calls me. And I knew that when he called me, like, I knew because I set up those boundaries and the type of man he was calling me because he wanted to see me again in a romantic way and be intentional. So he did come back, but I set up those clear boundaries. And I told him, you know, I can only do this and I'll only do this if you're ready for a relationship. And he was,
you know.
And I think it was only like maybe even those first few weeks having a little bit of those difficult conversations.
Yeah.
As you kind of readjust and me readjusting. But since then, and he reacted really, and he's reacted really well to those conversations. And so it's a constant like, okay, I know this is hard. And I told him like, okay, we're going to go into this. I'm going to communicate better. I'm going to be more vulnerable. I also need to know that you're showing up for me this way.
Right.
You know? And because I was able to set up those boundaries and have that communication, we've been able to have this really great relationship. But he needed that break too. And
exactly.
I needed to set up those boundaries.
Exactly. You, right. Your growth was so powerful. His growth was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, or his healing, what he just maybe needed time, who knows, maybe needed mm-hmm. therapy, whatever. But mm-hmm. either way, he was ready and open and available, and he knew that, and he was able to offer you that now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's huge. Such a beautiful story, such a heartwarming story. And it just, you know, we don't know exactly when we let people go. We don't know what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but we do know that exactly you were being really true to yourself and your need,
mm-hmm.
and really like prioritizing yourself by doing the program, mm-hmm. prioritizing your healing, prioritizing moving towards love, mm-hmm. and being open to what happened. And that's what happened. So yeah, it's just so, so beautiful how we just don't know what the future holds in our lives, and mm-hmm. and what opportunities or miracles are going to come. So I am curious, can you share just a little bit about exactly a little bit more about what it feels like and looks like mm-hmm. now in your relationship to be together?
Yeah, it's fun. It's really easy. It's really loving. It's really open. I feel so comfortable and I feel so loved. And that's the thing that I really love about him. Like, even I can speak to this, like, a week or so ago, or like maybe last week, I was having a hard day and I could come to him and he'll hold me and like care for me and like take care of me. And it's never like, it just feels really easy. Like, it doesn't feel hard. And we honestly have a really good time together, doing nothing. Like, we'll just be laughing around the house and playing with the puppy and having all our little jokes. So it feels calm. Like, it doesn't feel anxiety.
Yeah.
Provoking. I don't wonder if, when, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know he loves me. He knows I love him. I think something else that I kind of want to point out is as I became more secure, I can also create that safety bubble for him. And I think that's really important to see, is he also knows, because he went through trauma too. We all go through trauma, right?
Exactly.
And he knows, and that was one of the things when we got back together, he said, please just, if something's going on, talk to me, because that was his trauma. He didn't get talked to and he was blindsided by a breakup that was really hurtful.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. I can create that safety of, I'm not just going to leave you. I'm not going to create a you know, I'm going to communicate and we can both be intentional about this to create this safety and happiness and ease within our relationship.
Yeah. So, oh, so wonderful. Yeah. I love that. Such a huge thing. So this one is about me. So
yes.
There are so many coaches out there and I'm curious, what do you think is unique about me and my coaching? So like, mm-hmm. if someone was listening and they were like, oh, what kind of coach is she? Like, what can mm-hmm. I expect in terms of being a coaching client in terms of the group or one-on-one? Like, what do you feel like?
I would say this is really, your type of coaching is really great deep work that's way beyond dating, right? Way beyond romantic relationships. And I think that's the beauty of it, because there are other dating coaches and I'm not saying they're good or bad, but this really goes into the deep work of rewiring why we are attracted to what we're attracted to, and having that nurturing, safe, and like clear, firm environment of like, you know, that's not going to get you the result that you want. So, you know, it's non-judgmental, but really clear of like, these are steps to help you get what you want. So I think that's really, really important, and kind of the difference with this coaching work compared to maybe other, I haven't done too much other coaching work, but I'd really say this isn't just dating. It really is deep work, and like dating and love is a proxy to the rest of your life. Like that really does set the foundation for so much in your life. So if we can have healthy relationships and the most intimate relationship, which is actually ourselves, which I think that really helps with that, then have healthy, intimate relationships with, you know, the people that we are romantically intimate with, that really makes your life, you know, sets the foundation, makes your life so much better. So I would say that is the difference with this program, and to be with people who have and coaches who, you know, maybe have experienced the same, that maybe can talk to some of these things. And really, I felt really understood when I was like, I feel like it's, you know, low self-worth or low value, or why am I doing this? It wasn't like, oh, why do you feel that? You're amazing. It was like, yeah, that's common. And like, once it was felt that it was common, it was easier to work with and not feel like something was wrong with you. So I'd say that's kind of what to expect or difference with this program.
Thank you. Yeah, that's so, so clear. And yeah, I totally agree. This work is incredibly deep work. And when you have so many different patterns, you know, we work with so many different patterns in love. And mm-hmm. so it's so powerful to work with these different mm-hmm. patterns in this really deep and conscious way. And not exactly, our attractions are what create our love life. And so mm-hmm. if we can really shift those attractions and be able to be attracted to people who are really available and loving and kind and caring and generous and sensitive and supportive, then our whole love lives can really shift so quickly. So mm-hmm. I'm curious what you would say to someone who's been thinking about getting help with this. And maybe, you know, they're just kind of perusing, they're interested, they're a little bit on the fence, they're curious, but they haven't quite taken the leap. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that, I think I mentioned this in my exit survey, if not now, when? This work is so transformational and powerful. Maybe you need a catalyst to just force you to do it when you hit that kind of rock bottom feeling, but if you're curious and you have the opportunity to do it without hitting that rock bottom feeling, then I would encourage you to do that. It was worth every second and every penny to see how much happier I am now and how much healed and fulfilled and calm and yeah, just really healed. So I would say I would really encourage someone to do it. It's really worth it. It's really transformational. And you know, you can wait. That was kind of what I said. I'm like, listen, I'm at this age, you know, mid 30s, I can wait another 10 years and continue these same patterns and not deal with it. Or I can help myself now and have the rest of my life to have healthier, better relationships. So that was kind of my my catalyst, my turning point was like, I might as well do this good work now and be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Martin, so brilliant. Like, it is really scary to invest because I've invested in 4 month or 6 month programs. This program is 4 months, right? And it's scary because it's a leap of faith in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And it's, and you know, as you can hear, that you're going to be doing deep work. And so it is scary to say, like, what am I going to uncover? What am I going to find? How am I going to, like, have to do things differently in my love life? How am I going to have to show up differently? Mm-hmm. And so just for people listening, like, it totally makes sense that you might be scared to take this leap and to commit to yourself in this way. But I just think, like, you are so brilliant that at your age, you know, you were like, wait a second, exactly. I don't want to keep doing these patterns. Mm-hmm. And like, if I keep doing the same thing, I'm going to keep getting the same results. So let me take a leap and do something I've never done before for my love life and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just, and no matter what happens in your love life, I would say doing this deep healing work to become more secure, to become more self-loving, to become, have more deeper self-trust, self-worth, healthy boundaries, healthy communication gets to positively impact all of your relationships. Yeah. And then also, hopefully, you know, and also will impact your love life. And again, hopefully you'll meet your partner within the 4 months, which happens to a lot of women. But even if not, you'll get to use all the tools, skills, knowledge you have to meet your partner post-program, which happens for a lot of women as well. So yeah, this is, in my opinion, just such a gift to give yourself this. It's really, you know, a lot of time, energy, resources, but it's a major, major gift that you're giving to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And I truly feel that the happiness that I feel now, the contentness that I feel now, the self-worth that I feel now, like, that is invaluable. Like, you can't, people can spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on fixing this and fixing that, but it's that inner work that is invaluable because that is with you the rest of your life. So
totally. It is so, so huge. I completely agree. And exactly, it influences your career and your children, your future children, and your relationship with your family and all these different relationships that are so, so important. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love all of that. And thank you for sharing that, because I think exactly, making a financial commitment to this program, you know, is something that people don't do. You don't do that every day. But when you make that financial commitment, what I've noticed in my life is, you know, the whole universe says, like, oh, wow, she is freaking serious about this. She is not, like, you know, kidding about this. She wants a major shift in this area. Mm-hmm. And the whole universe kind of aligns with that. And so it's so, so powerful to invest in ourselves in really powerful ways. So, thank you so much for coming.
Of course. It's
such an honor, and you're so articulate and so, so kind to come on. And I just love talking to you. So it's been really fun to connect in this way. Thank you so much. And and just so, so powerful for me. It always feels so good to hear, you know, how clients are doing post-program, how the work has affected them. And it just, you know, gives me even more fuel to do this work in the world. So thank you from the bottom of my heart on so many, so many levels.
Oh my, thank you. It's been my pleasure. And truly, I can't say this enough. It's transformational. Like, I'm so happy now. I'm so content now. I'm around love and happiness and silliness. And we have a new puppy and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, you know, this is probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. to really make that shift. And yeah, thank you. It's been
You're
my
welcome.
Pleasure. And it's
Yay.
So fun to share.
Yeah.
So fun to see that transformation for people too. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And yeah, have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you everyone for listening. And we will see you on, or we will have you on the next episode.
Show me the way to just be loved.
Just wanted to pop on and say what a really touching and heartwarming interview that was. I feel so just filled hearing the abundance of love and connection and self-worth and inner security that Emily shared with us today. And I just wanted to say that if you're listening and you're feeling like you are ready to really transform your patterns in love, whatever they are, whether you're more avoidant, more anxious, more disorganized, whether you've been with emotionally unavailable people, narcissistic people, toxic people, I would love to support you with really unraveling those patterns. And you can go to empowerlove.us/apply to book your free love breakthrough session. It would be my honor to really support you with having the deep, healthy, secure, loving, abundant love life that you really deserve. So thank you so much for joining, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond. To receive your 2 free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love and to start rewiring your attachment style today, go to empowerlove.us/love.